All right, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Kuf Nun Hey, and we're holding halfway down the Amud where the Gemara begins Itmar, and we're going to quote from yesterday's Gemara. You'll recall talking about the son, the brother who went and sold Nechasim, and then after that the other brothers were not happy with it and claimed that he was a cotton at the time. So that's how we get into the sugya. Very gishmak, Itmar cotton me emesai moiche menichsi aviv. At what point is a cotton authorized to be able to go and sell from the nechasim that his father left over in an estate? So Rishbam immediately points out we're only talking about real estate. We're not talking about metaltalin, because as far as metaltalin are concerned, even pu'utois are defined as 6 or 7 years old. They are able to go into a candy store and say, I'd like to buy some candy, I'd like to go buy some bread, I'd like to get some milk. That doesn't require a great deal of cleverness to be able to accomplish that. And also because we need a kedei chayiv. Maybe, I don't know if the candy is kedei chayiv, but certainly the bread and the eggs and the milk are kedei chayiv. And so therefore...
What does that mean?
Basic
necessities?
Basic necessities, exactly. Kedei chayiv is basic necessities for himself and for the family to be able to continue to exist. However, you don't have to sell real estate. So at what point is a child authorized to sell the real estate? And that we have a machloikis in our Gemara. Now notice that the Gemara focuses on moicher benichse oviv. It doesn't say moicher karkois. And Rishbam, in fact, is very machbid and says throughout the sugya 3 or 4 times that we're talking about selling nichse oviv. A father passed away, left over an estate. One of the children was still a cotton. We'll see what the definition of cotton is. And therefore the Gemara says, at a certain point, he is not authorized yet to go and sell Nechasim. At a certain point, he is. But we're talking about Nechsi Oviv. You might think Nechsi Oviv is Lav Davka. We're talking about Karka generally. However, if you turn the page to Kuf Nun Vav Omed Aleph, you'll see in the Rishbam, right before the Mishnah on the bottom. See, there's a Mishnah on the bottom, 3-4 lines before that. In my Gemara, there's in fact a period in the middle of the line, but not all Gemaras have that. That's Kuf Nun Vav Amid Aleph, right before the Mishnah on the bottom. Go up 3 lines. It says, the Ikala Meimer Davka B'nichsei Oviv. Av B'nechosim Shenofsali Matana. If this child received a matana, somebody gave him a present, a piece of real estate. Oishakana mi metaltlin she'enam yerushas avoysav. He's referring to metaltlin, really the whole sugya is talking about real estate. Hano moicher pachais mi ben esrim kedin metaltlin. That you can go and sell even less than the age of 20, and there is no such requirement. Our Gemara is only focusing on nechsei oviv and not other karkois. But if you look at the toises here, back on Kuf Nun Hey Omer Aleph, Toisis Moicher Benichsei Aviv, Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel being the Rishbam, the Davke Benichsei Aviv, Al Benachosim Shekana, Shenit Loi Matana Yuchalimkar, he can go and sell as soon as he becomes over Bar Mitzvah. V'chein Pirush Rabbeinu Alfis, Rav Alfis being the Rif, to Benachosim Shekana Ein Onu Choishin Im Moicher, etc. We'll see that shortly. But if you skip now another line, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, that's the third line of the Tosis towards the end of the line, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Dehu Adin Nechosim Shekana, and Yochalimkar Mitam Demekar V'data L'Gabi Zuzi. So the Rishbam distinguishes between real estate that he received as part of a Yerusha, as well as between other Karkois. Mash Enki Rabbeinu Tam says it's the same thing across the board. Any type of Karka, this Gemara applies to. And we'll see more about the svaris as we go through the sugya. So getting back to the beginning again, Itmar cotton me'imasei moich v'nechsei oviv. At what point can a cotton sell nechosav of his father, meaning karkois? Rova Omer Rav Nachman ben Shmoyne Esrei Shanawids, 18 years old. Rav Huna Bar Chinna Omer Rav Nachman, so we have a machloikis between Rava and Rav Huna Bar Chinna as to what Rav Nachman said. Rava said 18, Rav Huna Bar Chinna said, he ben Esrim Shana, from 20 years and above. We'll see a mitzvah on the Amud Beis that the reason for that is because we're assuming that this child does not have sufficient intellectual maturity and commercial practice to know what's a good sale, what's not a good sale. And we're afraid that he's going to gyp himself as well as his siblings and anybody else that is affected by going and selling a property at a fire sale price as opposed to a good market price. So because of that, Chum said, less than 18, less than 20, he is not authorized to sell. And anything that he sells is not a valid sale. And the Gemara now asks, Masa Reb Zeira. This is the Braisa that we brought already yesterday. Masa B'nei Brak, a story that happened. B'nei Brak, B'echad Shemach V'nichsei Oviv. Oh, a case like we're talking about. A child that sold part of the chosam of his father. In other words, the father passed away. There is an estate. Now one of the sons sold. Apparently this was the oldest son, although the Gemara doesn't tell us. But he was with the administrator of the estate, and he sold one of those nechasim, and he himself, Nebuch, this son, passed away. Now, after the Shiva, after the Shloishim, Ubo b'nei mishpacha v'iru lo'imar katan hoya b'shas misa. This sale was not a valid sale, because he was only a katan at the time of misa. Now, katan, again, as we'll see in the Gemara in the Amud Beis, and as we just said a moment ago, we don't mean that he was 10 or 12 years old, we mean that he was ready over bar mitzvah, but he was less than either 18 or 20, depending on which way you hold. And we'll see Mitchum the Amud Beis, he was going to try to bring a raya from this to 18 or to 20. So they said he was a katan hayah, b'shas misa. And therefore, we'll give the money back, give us the properties back. Apparently the properties had appreciated in the meantime, or they felt that the brother had sold it out at a very low price, and therefore they wanted the properties back. Okay, Bova showed us Rabbi Kiva, what should we do? And they asked Maula Boitkai. We want to go and find out whether or not this fellow, in fact, was at the minimum age of either 18 or 20, depending whether you hold like Rava or like Rav Huna Bar Chinna. And from this Maula Boitkai, we're going to bring a raya on the Amud Beis, who's right and who's wrong. Now, what means Maula Boitkai? That means that, unfortunately, since he had passed away, the family members had tried to bring Adam to go and testify that he was only 17 or only 19 or whatever. They were not able to go and find any such witnesses. And so therefore they said, let's go be Boidik to see the body. How is that going to help us? We'll see in another moment on the Amud Beis.
Meaning to exhume the body?
To exhume and to disinter and to make a physical inspection.
No, in halakha.
Look. Amalehem, what does he say? Amalehem said Rabbi Kiva, I atem rishoyim lenavloi. Three lines from the bottom of the Amud. You have that?
Mm-hmm.
See? He said, Rabbi Kiva, he quotes you, but he doesn't mention you by name. He doesn't want you to have too much of an ego.
Yeah,
but he says, exactly. Right. How can you go menavlemas? It would be a terrible thing to go and take it out just because of your financial issues. You want to go and be menavlemas and go and examine the body. Va'oid, number two. Even if I would allow you to go and examine the body, it would not be meaningful halachically. Why? Because simonim asuyim lihishtalos liachar misa. Simonim, typically the simonim we're talking about is the presence or the absence of shtei sa'arois down below in the private part area. That, the fact that there are or there aren't, that could change as a result of the person's passing. Meaning, if there were shtei sa'arois previously, they may have fallen out. Or the other way around, even if you find shtei sa'arois now, it could be the pre-mortem, before he passed away, they were more like what the Gemara calls like fuzz, not real hair, and therefore you cannot rely on those for purposes of establishing his age. We'll see again, why are we talking about shtei sa'arois? We should just look at his birth certificate. Is he 18? Is he 20? We'll see in a moment. Okay, so that's the end of the story. They wanted to go and prove their point, and Rabbi Kiva said, "Aloy mitan aleph, you cannot go and exhume the body to go and inspect it." Yes, Mendy.
It says simonim suyim hashtanis l'achar misa. He was made. He did the transaction the year before he died.
For sure.
So in that year afterwards, he became a gadol. So why even before l'achar misa?
Yeah.
Better than that. He didn't do the last minute before he died. He did 2 years before he died.
A year, 2 years could be even a week before he died. Okay.
So l'achar misa is in the snow version. Should be l'arakach. There's no raya. At the time he did it, he was already a gadol.
You know, I don't know enough about these things, but I assume once a person passes away, it's unlikely that he's going to grow new hairs. For the first couple of hours, I'm sure the body keeps on functioning, just like you have the person who jerks around, the animal that mafrechas after the person passes away, the animal passes away. But I don't think that the body would create new hairs over more than a period of a few hours or something like that. So this is a week later. If we find that the two hairs, the presumption is that they were there already prior to Misa, and all the Gemara is saying is, but they could have had a shinoi. In other words, maybe previously they were more fuzzy, and now as a result of the body juices ending, maybe now they look like distinctive hairs. Or fakert, until now they were hairs, and maybe as a result of the patira, they fell away.
Don't a lot of males develop shteisaros before 18 or 20?
Yes, in fact, most people do, yes. We're going to discuss this on the Amud Beis and Mi'at Hashem, and hopefully at the end you'll be very, very happy with the explanation.
My understanding is actually that it's not that the hairs grow, it's that the body shrinks after death.
Okay.
So it makes the hairs actually look longer.
Ah, okay.
So and the hairs and the fingernails look longer because the buster shrivels, yeah.
Sounds good. Hair. That's good. Okay. So now that's the story, and now the question is, we're going to try to prove who's right, 18 or 20. According to Mandi Omer, that holds 18. That's why they wanted to go and be boydikim. What does he mean by that? Because even according to Mandi Omer that holds 18 is not sufficient. It's 18 plus shtei saris. Oh, and therefore, what the brothers wanted to do is say, even though we do have the birth certificate and we have his travel documents, we have his visa and passports, and the passport says on his document 18. However, he did not have shtei saris. We know that, and the Gemara is going to tell us shortly the reason why he didn't have shtei saris is because he was a saris. Saris means a person who unfortunately cannot have children, and what's the probably fancy English word for it? No, a saris, a eunuch or something.
Sterilized. Eunuch. Sterile.
Well, sterile doesn't mean sterile. I think means
okay. Outdoors.
Exactly. Yeah, so he was born a eunuch or whatever, and he is unique that he is a eunuch, and therefore he did not have shtei saris. So that's what they wanted to go prove. Even though he's stuck at 18, yes, no question. I was at the 18th birthday, and we wished him, oh, chai, 18, that he should live a long life, blah, blah, blah. But unfortunately, apparently he wasn't well, and he passed away, and he never had the shtei saris. And that's the reason why they wanted to be boydik and say, see, even though he was 18 years old, maybe even 18 and a half and 19 years old, but he didn't have shtei saris, and therefore he's not deemed yet to be a godel. Look at the top Rishbam. Haynu di amr le maul boikot shem loy yimtzu boy saris yachziku ki koton ad esrim ken mafarish bi ozel. If he never had shtei saris, even though he already had his bar mitzvah, and perhaps he even leaned, yes or no, makes no difference. But the point is, since he never got shtei saris, then unfortunately he's still deemed to be a koton till the age of 20, can have a farish v'yos. Like the more we'll explain. V'davka, continue the Rishbam, davka l'inyin limkar b'nichsi oviv tar t'b'inan. There, you want to go and sell nechosim, you have to have both. Shmoyne esri shanim, this saris. Not enough just to have shmoyne. You have to have this saris. Now the Rishbam says something which is a little bit troubling to me. He says, avol inyin oinshim u'mitzvot b'ben yud gimel choshev godol im hevi saris. What's troubling me? Everybody knows that. I'm sorry?
For chorus.
Yeah, not only for chorus, for any oinish b'dei shemoyim. That's why Rashi and Chumash, we just had about the sorry menu, 100 like 20, like 7, 100 like 20, just like 20 she had no chait, 100 she didn't have chait. Doesn't mean she didn't have a chait. Sorry menu probably didn't have a chait. But it means that you're not a bar onshim b'dei shemoyim until over 20 years old. But Bezen Shalmata already at the age of 13, like Rishbam says, Linyin Oinshim, they can already punish once a person is ready over bar mitzvah, or a girl bas mitzvah, etc. So what's bothering me with Rishbam? Because Rishbam says, Legabi this, din limkar na'ozov, you need tarzibin, you need two things, 18 plus saris. But when it comes to Oinshim and mitzvahs, you don't need two things. You only need that it should be bar mitzvah, im hevi saris. So you need both things. You need 13 plus the shtei saris. If you don't have the saris, if the reason why we allow 13 years old to go and daven for the yomid and to go and lane is because we base it on an assumption that roiv rubam of all kids, once they reach the age of puberty, they develop pubic hairs. That's because of just we go basa chazokim et roiv. It's an outstanding roiv. It's not a roiv of 51 to 49. You're talking about 99 to 1 or whatever it is. But you still have to the shesaris. If you know for sure that a cotton does not have shesaris, then you're not allowed to. He's not allowed to officiate. He's not allowed to go and lane. He can't dam fanomer. He can't blow shofar and all of those wonderful things. He can blow shofar for himself, but he can't be moitzi others because he's still a cotton. So anyway, so to me, it's a little strange. Rashi says, Rishbam says that you need two. You need 18 plus aris, but only got to be other things, mitzvahs and oinshim, you only need 13. And shneisaris. You need two things over there too. All right, so just a diuk in the Rishbam. But getting back to our Gemara, so if you're going to go and learn like the Mandiyomar that says 18, then I understand why they raised this issue. They said, we know or we suspect that our brother did not have shneisaris, and therefore he was still a cotton, and he was not 20 years old, and therefore we want to be boidik. Says Rabbi Kiva, you cannot be boidik because of the nivul, and even if you were boidik, you can't rely on the simonim anyway.
So there's no grounds for exhuming?
That's what they requested, and Rabbi Kiva said, Aloy mit an aleph. I refuse to allow it. Yes?
But if this is an Nefsei, what are we talking about, Sarah? What do we care about, Sarah? If he, that you're talking about that he's, okay. he has to be 18 or 20. So
right.
Sarah's, well, they have a chance, Sarah's doesn't really matter, except for those she holds 18, then maybe he would hold, you need to raise.
Well, so far, that's part, we're in the middle of the riot. If you hold 18, 18 is not sufficient, it's got to be 18 plus 2 years. Right. 18 plus 2 doesn't add up to 20, 18 years and 2 sars. So that's why they said, we know he was 18. Yes, we agree, 18 for sure, we will remember we were there. However, we hold he didn't have shteisar. Let's be boydik, said Rabbi Kiva. Sorry, you can't be boydik because it's nivel, and even if you were a boydik, you can't rely on whatever you find. Zoktima, that's if you hold 18. Eliyamr, it's like the second man, the Amr and the Amr Aleph. Then mi ben Esrim, ki bod kolei mayhava. What do you hope to accomplish with making a physical bedika? But tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Ben Esrim, shloi hevi shtei saros. If he's already 20, even if he didn't get shtei saros, yaviu raishu ben Esrim. All you have to do is prove that he was 20. Bring his birth certificate, bring people that were there at his birth, at the time of his bar mitzvah, whatever. Bring Adam, bring Adas, bring evidence that he was 20. Vahu has saris. Since he's 20 without shtei saris, he has the status of a eunuch, and lechoylitz v'loy miyaba mikento yiv mikento chalitza, because he's still considered to be a katan. So before we continue on, the reason why the Mishnah focuses over there on hilchas yibam and chalitza, because it's a Mishnah mesechtes yevamis. However, what the Gemara is saying is, but the same thing applies to any type of issue regarding age, that if you're 20, even though you didn't do shtei saris, you're considered already to go. You're considered to be a godoil, and you're considered to be a saris, but you cannot be choylet miyabim for a zaitig reason. That means a side issue. What's a side issue?
You can't have children.
You can't have children. The whole purpose of yibam and chalitza is to yibam to have children. You can't have children. So
your mom is stuck. Your mom is stuck forever. She has a zika to the saris, and she can't.
I don't know. You have to look at masechta yivamis. But for our purposes, the halacha is the answer is I don't think so. I think that there's no yibam chalitza at all, and she's disqualified, and it's as if there's no brother. But exactly. I think that's the din. But that's irrelevant for our purposes. What's meaningful for our purposes is that 20 is the bottom line, that's the date line, and I don't care, yosh tesaris, nish tesaris. So that being the case, we're assuming that that applies here to the cotton who's being moicheh benichsi aviv, that also the timeline would be 20, regardless of whether saris, so why are we being boidek? Is the choyra raya like the mandiyama that holds 18, because 18 you need 18 plus shtei saris. By 20 you don't need the shtei saris. So what should we be boiding for? You're just wasting your time. I know the Gemara didn't say anything about saris and the Yom Aleph, but that's what the Gemara is now clarifying here. That when we're talking about 18, you have to have the shtei saris. By the 20, you don't need the shtei saris. You don't need the shtei saris. Why are they being boiding? So l'choyra I have a raya that the date line is like the first mandiyama, like Rava, that said it's 18. Zok Timura, you're mistaken. here 2x20, you also need the shtei saris. Ah, you just said ben eshleim shtei saris. Lavit merlo amr shmuel bar yitzchak amar rav. We should know the boy simone saris. It's talking about that he in fact developed not the simonim of the shtei saris, but he developed the simonim of a saris. What are the simonim of a saris? Rishbam says, look it up in Masechtas Yevamos. But basically, it's those types of things that you would not expect a male to have. One of the examples that Gemara gives over there is that he has a feminine voice. He sounds like a lady. Since he sounds like a lady, that's the reason why he never developed the sufficiently as a male to be able to produce children. And the Gemara gives at least a half a dozen different simonim of the saris. Ah, so what the Gemara is telling us is, the Ben Esrim is only considered to be a godoil for purposes of yibum, chalitza, and bayuns to go and sell nechsi aviv if he has one of the two sets of simonim. Either he's 20 years old plus the shtei saris, then he becomes a godly, he's no longer a cotton. Sai legabe yibum chalitza, as well as legabe selim nechsi aviv. Or if he didn't get shtei saris, but if he got the other set of simonim, meaning the set of simoni saris, that also elevates him to the status
it
of
settles,
a god.
It settles it.
It settles it. So you have to have one of those two. So when we said before, v'hadid not ben esrim shloyev ishtei saris, it's of course he didn't have those simonim, but he had the other simonim, the simoni saris. But if he had neither simoni saris, nor the simonim of the shtei saris, he's still a katan. And that's the reason why they wanted to go and be boydik and see, did he get shtei saris or not? If we don't have shtei saris, and if people will be made that he did not have any simoni saris, no, we have recordings and he sounded just like a regular male, and in all other respects, he looked like a male, he sounded like a male, and his structure was a male, blah, 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 blah. So therefore, they're going to go and try to prove that he was a cotton after all, and that's why they wanted to exhume the body, and that's why Rabbi Kiva said, sorry, fellas, you're wasting your time. Number one, it's an evil, so you're not allowed to. But even if it was permissible, there's no purpose because the simon can change.
Also, you can't see if he sounded like a male. If you
at this point, that's
yeah.
For sure. That's absolutely correct. So on that, they're relying on evidence of people around that say, no, he didn't have any simoni saris. But we want to go and prove that he was a saris by the fact that they know shtei saris. Let's exhume the body. And he said, no, that can go and change. Le'achemisim. Ah, so bottom line is, what we're saying is, we don't have a raya from that story to our machlokes on the Amud Aleph, because, in fact, to be able to go and sell nechasim, a cotton to sell nechasim, he has to be a minimum of either 18 or 20, but in both cases, he has to have the shtei sarois, or, if in fact, if he has simoni saris, that would also be okay if he's 20 and simoni saris. But as you pointed out, you wouldn't be able to go and investigate and inspect for simoni saris like his singing, because most dead corpses, unfortunately, cannot sing. It's a grave situation. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we have no raya, legabe 18 or legabe 20. Now it says, Amar Rava, don't think that this might be some sort of doichik pshat. No, they cannot be d'toni. This is very, very meduyak heitev in that Mishnah. Because what does it say over there? Go back to the Mishnah. Yevamos v'tanan ben esrim shleihevi shtei saris. Yavi rai shehu ben esrim v'hu hasaris. What means v'hu hasaris? You should go and simply say, bring a rai that he's a ben esrim, and therefore he's a saris. V'hu hasaris is an indication, says Rava, that Mishnah is implying that in fact he had simoni saris. He is v'hu hasaris. So therefore, even though he didn't have shtei saris, but since he's a ben esrim and v'hu, and he is a certified saris, the two of those together make him into a godoil for other purposes, and he cannot be choylitz or miyabim because unfortunately he is in fact a saris.
And so when does he stay as cotton until 36?
A very good question, and that's going to be the next Gemara's kasha. Mm-hmm. What happens if you have Nebuch, a young man who's already 20, he doesn't have shtei saris, he doesn't have simoni saris? What you're telling me is, as you just said, that he's still a cotton. Because to become a godly, you have to have one of the two. You have to have the 20 years old, That certainly you have to have. And in addition to that, you have to have either the Shnei Saris, or you have to have the Simoni Saris. But what happens is he's already 21, he has no Shnei Saris, he has no Simoni Saris, so you're telling me he's still a cotton, you can't go and do any of these things. Ad kamet and rebchia ad roiv shenoisav, until the roiv of his years. Now we don't mean roiv of his years, because after all nobody knows how long they're going to live, whether they're going to live till 120 or only to 119. However, we have a pasuk in the Torah, imei shneseim behem shivim shana, that the average life expectancy is 70 years, or at least it was in the time that pasuk was written, more or less, and therefore what's roiv of 70? Roiv of 70 is 36. As I zot Rishbam, he wants to know that Rishbam is almost halfway down the Amid. Roiv shenoisav. Let's go to the previous one. V'chilei no the boisi money saris, and the saris nami lehebi. He has neither simoni saris nor does he have shtei saris. No ad kama nachzikeu kikot. Now we're going to see he's a cotton until his last day on this earth. He says, oh no. Roiv shenoisav. That's lavin vav shanim. Shein roiv shivim kinechziv. He makes shesein behem shivim shana. Then the gvurish moimim shana.
One day.
I'm sorry. Once again.
35 years in one day.
36.
What you're saying is
72. 35 and 35
are
70.
The
35 plus 1 day.
Why have 35 in a month? The stub of a year is usually a month. The stub of a year is usually a month. Like a Shemitah, like 30 days before Shemitah, he stopped working the land. So the stub of a year is you know.
Brother Shai, I'm very, very happy that you raised this issue, because the Gemara, in fact, if you wait another 4 or 5 lines, is going to talk about Toichzman, Kilefneizman, Oikeleachrizman. What does that mean? What is the definition of 18 and 20? Well, we all said 18 when he got his birthday. He's 18 or he's 20. The Gemara is going to say, maybe it means in his 18th year, 17. Which means right after 17 and one day, right. He's now embarked on his 18th year. Maybe that's already 18. We're going to talk about that in another minute or two. But in the meantime, what the Gemara brings is a maisa from Reb Chia. Apparently Reb Chia was a doctor, or he had medical knowledge. Well, Shmuel, we know for sure. Right. Reb Chia Veselnish, but I'm sure...
Anina was also a doctor. With
So maybe Reb Chia was as well. Anyway, so what does it say in the Gemara? Ki osa lakamid Reb Chia. Reb Chia was fond of saying, Ikochesh omelhu livri v'ivri omelhu lekchesh. What he's saying is, if a young man would come to me and says, unfortunately, I didn't develop shtei saris, I would tell him, often it has to do with your physicality. If you happen to be very kochish, means very, very thin, I would tell him, livri, eat a little more, get some more nutrients, get some more nutrition, and when you become a normal weight, hopefully that will also induce the creation of the two saris. The ivri, and if he was obese, I would tell him, it's about time you lose some weight, and hopefully as a result of losing the weight, then you will get the shtei saris. Maybe you had the shtei saris, you couldn't see it because it was just so much fat covering everything, you just couldn't see it. Anyway, but that was his advice. Ikochish, if he was thin, skinny, omelhu livri, go and fatten yourself up. The ivrin, if he was very fat, omelhu likush, go and lose some weight. Tahani simni, zimnin de osu, machmas kichishusa. Sometimes the simonim will come as a result of thinning down, zim de osu machas priyusa. Sometimes they'll come because of fattening up. That is our girsa de osu. Rishbam seems to have a little bit of different girsa, not the osu, but the natru, that they fall out. See, if you look at the Rishbam akhishuhu, go back to Rishbam earlier than that. Hani simonim zimnin, where we left off before, halfway down the arm. Hani simonim zimnin, pirish, hava, uvar lakamei koi, ki osu lakamei drabchia. Oh, Rishbam has slightly different gear, so put that on the side. Ki chishusa kishanar kochesh mebsari, if he's very thin, ki osla kamein, they came in front of Reb Chia, hames akven yoisim idai lovi saris, he's already 13 and a half, he's already 14. What happens to the saris? He would say, akhishu, dilma machmas briyusa, not riluhu. Maybe he had the two saris, you didn't notice it because he was so fat, and they fell out. In other words, the body was so busy going and putting together all that fat and all that obesity, the body didn't produce the two saris, so the two saris were there and they fell out. And that's why he would go and tell those people that were too thin, go and fatten up, and those that were too fat, go and thin up. Not because the osu, the Gemara's question was the osu, that they will come as a result of that. But the Rishbam is saying is, the nosru, that they fell out as a result. So maybe you could put the two together. You had shtei saris originally, but because he became so fat, they fell out. now thin up, and then Mitzvah new Shtei Saris are going to grow in their place when you're back to a normal body weight. Okay. I said, I don't know, but it would seem from this Gemara that he had medical knowledge. I mean, otherwise, or maybe had common sense. Yeah, well, I know a lot of people that are obese and a lot of people that are thin, and I don't know that that has affected the presence or absence of the shteisaris. But of course, I don't normally ask a person when I see an obese, by the way, do you have shteisaris? You don't normally ask someone like that because that's kind of an embarrassing type of question. Yeah, and very interesting, yeah.
You know, with all that he accomplished here with the braces that he
said, he knew this too.
He also shafted the lamb and wrote the.
He would make nets and trap all the deer and take the cloth and write the braces and teach the kids. Right.
Good.
So he'd have time for medical school, I don't know.
Ish Eshkolas knew everything.
You'll remember when we learned the sugya about Hillel Hazaken having the 30 or 60 Talmidim, it said there in the Gemara, how did Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai know all of whatever it said there in the Gemara, etc., etc., and the Sichas Shedim, the Sichas Chayis Oifis, and the Sichas all that? So the Gemara said, "Lahanchli haviyesh vaytriseim amale." So Rishbam said, "Lahanchli haviyesh." Those that are learning Gishmak and they're all learning Kol HaTorah Kula, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them oitzris of chachma that they don't normally come across in the Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them a special bracha. Lahanchil oyhav v'yesh v'yitzisem amale.
He was the smallest one.
Right, he's smallest.
Notice some of the
zeal
with
the feigel on top.
Yeah. Okay,
everybody knows about the Chazon Ish, and this is, you know, in modern times, that Chazon Ish, a person came to him, and he needed, he had the terrible headaches, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor says he has to have surgery. So a person came to the Chazon Ish, and Chazon Ish drew a picture, and you have the copies of that still today. The original, probably old, is still extant, where he, on his own, took out a piece of paper, he drew the skull, and he showed him, tell the surgeon to go and cut from here and not from there. And he had an intricate picture of, you know, where all the cells were and all the parts of the brain, and he gave it to the doctor. The doctor says, boy, you know, a major physician must have drawn this. No, a rabbi in B'nai Brak. But really, I can't believe it. Anyway, he followed it, and Baruch Hashem, the person had a full shlema. So, Chlinish never went to medical school, but Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a special bracha. Anyway, continuing on. Ibailu, toich zman kilef snei zman oi kile acher zman. This is what you were talking about, Brother Shai, toich zman, just a couple of minutes ago. And that is, when we say in our Gemara 18 or 20, when does 18 happen? So we normally think of 18 or 20 being on the day of the birthday. No, maybe this is already a year earlier, not a full year earlier. The 18th year and the 20th year. Right, there's a Juneteenth, so there's also an 18th year. So as soon as a person becomes 17 years and one day, now 17th year has now passed him, he's now into his 18th year, is that sufficient, yes or no? Or do you say it's Kili Acherzman? No, Kilifnezman means he's not 18 yet. I meant 18, I didn't mean 17 and a half, I didn't mean 17 and 350 days, I meant 18. It's Kilifnezman. Oi, no, maybe 18 means in its 18th year, Kachasman, so it's as if he's 18 already for these purposes. We have a machlokes, Rav Amrav Nachman, Toich Zman Kilifnezman, Rav Bar Rav Shila Amrav Nachman, again, machlokes with Rav Nachman, hold, Toich Zman Kili Acherzman. Okay, so the first man the Amar was Rav Amrav Nachman, the Toich Zman Kilifnezman.
Same as on Amrav.
Yeah, but it's not the same, it's twice the man the Amar.
Right.
Rav is the same, the other one was Afuna Bachin, I think.
Yeah.
Frank Timur, Vahadarova, not Frank Timur, Zoktimur, Vahadarova, Labba Fadishit, Machlok Itmar. Rav is perhaps being misquoted. Why? There was a situation, who toich zman, in other words, a 17 and a half year old, or I say 17 and a half could be also a 19 and a half year old. I'm taking one of the two. I'm not.
It's Rav's case was 17 and a half.
So you're saying Lishitos. Very good. Okay. The who toich zman, even Rishbam over here says both. To toich zman, yeah, where's Rishbam? The Pesach Rishbam, yeah. Toich zman, you see, Rishbam, toich zman, Shnash, Shoin, Esrei, Gufei, Lamar. We're in the 18th year, we're in the 20th year. What is the status? Is he yes or no for these purposes? So the Gemara tells us a story. There was a Teichzmaner, for our purposes, let's call him 17 and a half. The Ozel Zoma Nechzle, he in fact sold the chosim of his father. The Ozel Kami the Rav, and he comes in front of Rav, and Omel Huli, Ozel Eklam, Gunish Med Gunish. What he did was invalid. So Mandechaz, any observant outsider who's watching this says, Sovra Mishum to Toichzman Klefneizman. Oh, that must be the reason why, because he's a Toichzmaner. He's only 17 and a half. And therefore, he's not 18. That's why Rabbi said, Lios Velekom. Says, Yomor, that's not the reason. Falohi, Hosim Shtusi Yeser to Chosebe. He saw that this child was acting foolishly. In which respect? To have a Komishachrer Lehu Liavde. That he was going and freeing all of his avodim. Now you're saying to yourself, well, maybe he had one of his leftists, and different. Maybe that in itself
he has
shows
moral,
that
he was an emancipator.
Well, we know in other ways that he was not that way. He was a strong rightist and mistreated.
He was a Trump supporter, but still freed his slaves.
Anyway, so if you look 10 lines before the end of the. Yeah, something like that. You see, about 10 lines prior to the wide lines. Says Rishbam, the Kumshach Lavodi, Vizel Ibn Momin Bachinam. He's just throwing money out in the garbage. Sheinli Bano, what hanos does he have? I mean, this was the established practice at that time. There's nothing wrong with owning Avodim Knanim. Of course, under secular law, I think that's prohibited here in the United States, probably ever since Lincoln or something like that. But Lamaisa, on Pete Torah, you're allowed to have Avodim Knanim and Loinabem Tavoidim. And therefore, why would he want to go and throw money down the drain? Must be that he's a psheshtik u'shoyter, and that's the reason why Elias v'leiklum. So you have no raya as to what Rava really held. Could be that if there would be someone else who didn't go and free his avadim in such a fashion, in other words, a normal young man, he would say, fine, he's in tight, he's 17 and a half, he's already into the 18th year, it's good, it's like kelachrizman. This case is a special case of the shoyter, so we don't have a raya from that case. So now we have another situation. What the Gemara is going to tell us momentarily is that this rule of the 18 or the 20 is talking about a normal, regular individual. However, if you have a child who's already above bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, respectively, and they have a certain amount of commercial cunning and cleverness, why do they have that? Because maybe their father or their grandfather was in real estate for a long period of time, and so therefore they watched and observed how one sells and how one buys and how one analyzes. Maybe they were at a very junior age, they were taken to be asset managers, so they knew exactly what a property is worth. Then things can be different. Sholachle, wow. Second wide line. Sholachle Gidul Bar Menashe L'Rova. He asked the following shayla of Rova, on the side there's another gear, so L'Rav. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, please teach us. Tinoikis Bas Arba Esrishana, a girl who's 14 years old, V'yoyim Echad. Whenever the Gemara adds V'yoyim Echad, it's to tell us that he or she is now fully birthday.
Why are they using the verbiage tinoket? That she's usually connotes someone that's more younger than 14.
Well, the word tinoket over here is lavdavka. It means that it's a young man or a young lady. Of course, for a boy, you'd say tinok, and for a girl, tinokas. We normally associate that with being babies. And maybe for purposes of real estate, you see a 14-year-old selling a piece of real estate, you say, he looks like a baby, or she looks like a baby. But anyway, but don't take it literally, because we're talking about they're already 14. I know you're concerned, why does it say 14? Why doesn't it go and say 12? And why does it say Tinokis? And why does it say Tinokis?
That was a story.
But that's going to be the Masu Matan that we'll have in another line or two. But the point of all of this is, she's 14. So I was saying, V'yemechad is to establish that he or she is now full 14. Well, what do you mean? What happens if, let's say, a person is born on January 1st? That happens to be his birthday. He's born January 1st. So now when we would make the first year birthday party? The next January 1st. So you say, oh, now he became 1 year old. Truth of the matter is, he became 1 year old on December 31st, because now the year is up. He or she lived from January 1st through December 31st. Now they're a full year. When you start next January 1st, the day after, then you're ready into the second year. And therefore, whenever the Gemara uses that expression, it's not just, well, we're just throwing in a day. It's to tell you that he's a fully baked birthday.
What if your birthday is February 29th, and that only comes once every year?
The Gemara doesn't talk about February 29th.
True, but the Gemara does talk about a case of... Other Aleph and other Sheni, and that could be a major difference. You have the same thing also, Legabe, Cheshvan and Kislev. Sometimes you have, sometimes Kislev, sometimes Shchodesh Chanukah is one, and Chanukah, Shchodesh Kislev is sometimes 2 days, like it is this year, and sometimes it's only 1 day, or Shchodesh Teves. So one or two of these months, there's a variation. Sometimes it's Moli, sometimes it's Chaser. So what happens, let's say, if a person is born on Choftes Kislev, or not, I shouldn't say Choftes, Lamed Kislev, and assuming that I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong, and Barry will correct me, that Lamed Kislev doesn't happen every single year, because some years there is a Lamed Kislev, and that's first day Rish Chodesh, and sometimes it's only Choftes Kislev, and the next day is already Rish Chodesh Tevis, and you don't have 2 days.
So you can get children's prize at the museum.
Yeah, anyway, so the question is...
My birthday is Gimel Tevis. So
ah, I'm that's how you know.
So it's Tevis is the, yes, the variable month.
Ah, okay, so then he won't have his
sometimes
birthday until 12 years later, you know.
Sometimes my birthday is on the last day of Hanukkah, sometimes it isn't.
Ah, very good, I wasn't aware of that. Okay, so... Yes, Hashem, the last day of Hanukkah, we'll all wish you a mazel tov.
Unless it's
a
Malay, which
those,
case is a day of
I think you should have tikkun on that day.
Okay, but anyway, getting back to Argumar. So it says that she was 14 years and a day, means that she was the full 14th year. So if she was born on Rish Chodesh Kislev, it's now 14 years later on Rish Chodesh Kislev. Because the day before, she would have already concluded her 13, and now she is fully 14 because today is the day later. Okay, anyway, what does it say about that? She's Yoida'as B'tiv Masa Umatan. She took commercial finance classes, or she witnessed it at home, or she was just a very clever young lady, and she understood clearly that this property is worth kach for kach, and she wants to go and sell. Ma, what would be the din? Shalachweini responded, imiyadah pativ masu matan mekcha mekach umemkra memker. Then, in fact, it would work even real estate. Yes, even though she's not 18 and she's not 20, even at the age of 14. Why are we asking about girls? Why didn't they ask a question about a boy? That was the story, that there was a girl that was very clever and she was selling real estate. Is that effective? Is that valid? That's why Gidel ben Menashe asked the Shaila. So let me ask you another question. Why did he ask him that she was 14? She's already 12. She's already bat mitzvah. Again, mas joye kachoye. So he gave the master that she was a 14-year-old girl. People were snickering and saying, 14-year-old, how can she go? She's not 18 and she's not 20. Says Rava, if she's yadas betiv masu matan, it's fine, even if she's 14, and halachically, even if she's only 12 and a day. In the case of a boy, even if he's only 13 a day. If he's yadas betiv, says good. So now the Gemara tells us a story, a very funny, it's somewhat funny and it's a fascinating story. Ahu pochis mi ben esrim, there was a person who was less than 20 years old. The ozel zove nechse, he wanted to go and sell nechse. Now we include the brackets, nechse avua means nechse de avua. His father's mechasim, he wants to go and sell it. Ki gidl bar menashe, based on gidl bar menashe, meaning the story that we just had, gidl bar menashe with Rava, that what? That if, as long as you're Yudea Betiv Masu Matan, even though he was not 20 years old yet, that's fine. You can go and sell, as long as you're Yudea Betiv. So he went and sold. After that, the Kroivim came, and the Kroivim wanted to undo the transaction because they felt that he sold at a fire sale price and he didn't get the fair price. Or maybe in the meantime, prices have appreciated so much, they said, you made a big mistake, a big boo-boo. Also, coming to Rava, so now this young man, the less than 20 years old, comes to Rava because he himself has been convinced by his brothers to go and change his mind. And he says to Rava, I made a big boo-boo, and I was still a cotton, I'm not a Yedea Betiv. To make sure that Rava would realize that he's not Yedea Betiv Masu Matan, Omrule Kroive, the Kroivim went and gave him the following advice. When you come into Rav's study, into his Bismedish, whatever, Zil Achoil Tamri, go and bring along some dates, and take the dates out of the bag, make a big boy of Priya 8, and start eating them. And Bishodi Bei Kishiyasa, and when you finish with the dates, you should go and spit them out on the ground in front of Rav. That is obviously not going to impress Rava.
That's like the Garinim in Israel, the shells on the.
That's like David in front of the Plishti king who brought himself like he's insane or
drooling.
Drooling, right, like he's epileptic.
Yeah. So Shadi Bei Kushiyas and do that, and that's what he did. Zilachotam Rav Shadi Bei Kushiyas and Bei Rava. Over talking, and that's what he did. He followed their advice and he spit it out. Omlahu. Once Rava heard the Shaila, and once he saw the conduct of this young man, he said, Zvine lav, Zvine, it doesn't nishka machir, it doesn't garnish, this yingala, you should get out of here. He said, a fool, a shoita, the way he spits out in front of the roof, in front of it, garnish. So they were so far successful. Now, Rava therefore said to his Sofrim, go and write out a shtar, and write in the shtar that, Zvine lav, Zvine, yes, it's garnish, mit garnish. When he's about to write the shtar, the lekuchos heard the psak of Rava, and they said, uh-oh, that means we're going to lose the property. So they went and gave him now new advice. Amrulei lekuchos, the lekuchos said to this young man, who was the moicher, and they said to him, zil eimalei l'Rava, I want you to go to Rava, and tell him that you saw the prices for writing out shtaris by the Sofrim, and they are exorbitant. Because Megillus Esther Bezuzah, if you want to write out a Megillus Esther, which is presumably a fairly expensive item, it costs a Zuz. Shtar Demar, you, when you Rava Paskin, and you're saying to the Sofer he should write out three lines on a piece of paper, that the Zvina loves Zvina, that also costs a Zuz. Does that make sense that you equate a Megillah, which takes probably a few hours, if not longer, to write out a Megillah Esther, and this that you write out in 10 minutes, you're telling me that these are the same price? How could that be?
The Lekuchos are telling him now, but I thought the relatives told him to undo the sale. Now the Lekuchos are advising him
to keep the sale.
Why would they listen to
him? So why is he listening to Lekuchos? I mean, the
story...
That's
like a young kid.
The story doesn't make sense. First he's into the relatives to try to avoid the sale,
that's
and now
problem.
He's listening to the purchasers to try
Have you ever heard Akasha from Asa?
Okay.
Now the point is, the Lekuchos heard from the, they heard it. Let's start again. The Kuches bought the property. And then shortly after buying the property, there was a ganze tumul that the son, the brother, who sold the property, wants to renege and wants to take it back. Under what grounds? That he's not, and nishkazah grois achochem. Yeah, he's, I wouldn't say not mentally competent, but at least he's not clever enough in financial matters. He's not a yedea betiv masa umat. So, we have now this dispute, and the dispute comes in front of Rava. So what happens? The Shpocha tells the son, tells the brother, please, go into Rava now and act like a fool, and he'll immediately say that this whole deal was null and void. And it worked, and as soon as he came in and he started spitting out all of these tvarim, then Rava said, Zvine la Zvine, write out a shtar, we're done. Now he comes out of the Bezen Shtibel, and now the Lekuches who are there in great anticipation, what happened? What did Rava say? Rava said that we are right and you guys are wrong, and that this sales versa. Okay. They said, okay, so what happens now? We just go home? No, we got to wait because the scribe is writing out a shtar. Tell me, how much is a shtar going to cost? It's going to cost us a zuz? Are you serious? A zuz for justice? I bought a Megillus Esther yesterday and it only cost a zuz, and you're paying a full zuz? That doesn't make sense. I don't understand. So the boy says, you know, he makes a good point. I don't want to have to overpay. It's bad enough that my mishpacha made a fool out of me and they said that I undersold, and now I'm overpaying for this. You're right. So he goes to Rav and he says to Rav, as we're going to see, that Nachmul Kibachik Limar, yeah, Ozel Amalesi, he went to Rav and said, I'm being overcharged. You know, you're right. I'm not a Tiv Masu Matan. I'm being overcharged and a full zuz. So when Rava saw that this young man, in fact, is cleverer than he thought, he called back the scribe and says, Zvina, Zvina, write that the Zvina, that the Mechira was good after all. You see how clever he is? He immediately puts together Megillah Esther with the Shtar Bezuzah. Amr Le Kroivei, so the Kroivim smelled a rat, and they went to Rava and they said, the Kroivim said to Rava, Lekuches Agmaru, it must be Lekuches taught him this script about the Megillus Esther Bezuzah Shtarvim Damar Bezuzah, he on his own would never have thought of it. Amalus Rava said, Mizbele Savar, the Maisa, they explained it to him, and he accepted it and he understood it. Kim the Mizbele Lay, the Savar, made the other. That's already enough. In other words, it doesn't have to be that this person has inherent brains and creativity, and he's smart and all the rest. As long as he listens to the advice of his accountants, his lawyers, his family, and he understands it and he implements it, that's already enough for our purposes. No, you see that he listened to what the Kuchai said, and he immediately implemented and said, "You're overcharging me." That's already enough for our purposes. And therefore, what about the story that he spit out the date? By David Achi, Chutzbi Yaseiru, Tehavibay. That doesn't show a lack of intelligence. It shows a lack of good midos. That chitzpah, as an impudent, as a mechitzavdika that goes and spits out in front of another person. Doesn't have to be a roof in front of anybody. You go and spit out. Ah, that's terrible.
He's not saying a lady either.
Okay, very good. All right. So, bottom line is, we have now concluded this whole Gemara, and what we've established is that there are really two time frames. You have the time frame if a child is Yoidea Betiv Masa Umatan, then already from the age of 12 in a day or 13 in a day, they can go and sell. They're already considered to be Gedoilim. The average person who is not such a Yoidea Betiv Masa Umatan, then you have to wait until the age of 18 or 20, and we have that Machloikis, and we even have a Shaila whether in the 18th year or in the 20th year. The Gemara didn't. We had L'chayra Machloikas. The Gemara said, for Rav, we don't really have a Raya, because it could have been because of other circumstances. Anyway, back to our Gemara, and now we're going to go off a little bit on the tangent. Amravuna b'nei Rishua, Uli Eidus. What about for saying Eidus in Beis Din? What happens if he's only 13? He's not yet 20. Can he say Eidus? Says the Gemara, Eidus soy Eidus. His Eidus is good, even though he would not have been able to go and sell, but you rely on his eidus. On my such, one second. No, I disagree. Le'amorin elelmetaltli al mekarkoi loy. Meaning, if he is not old enough to be able to go and sell karkois, he's not old enough to go and be made about the sale of karkois. He can go and be, say other eidus, which is unrelated to karkois, but like karkois, if he himself is, he's not he's in not the parsha, so to speak. Exactly. But that's why he cannot go and sell, but by metaltli. So therefore, once he's bar mitzvah, metalfully is no problem. But mekarkoi, if he's not a yodea, betiv, masu, matin, just like he can't sell, he can't be made on karkoi.
And for Isser v'heter also, can he be made? I mean,
unrelated, so apparently he would be able to be made. Omele rabash adam arzutra, maishtim metalfully. Dizvine, izvine. What's the reason why metalten are different? Because he's saying that once he's already bar mitzvah, he can go and sell metalten freely. There we don't distinguish between yodea, betiv, and not yodea, betiv. Didn't we learn, we quoted this back in the Rishbam on the Amud Aleph, and what's the age for that, says Rishbam, based on the Gemara in Gittin, once he's 6 or 7 years old, pa'utas can go and, are you going to tell me that these pa'utas can go and say Eidus and Bezim, because since they're in the Parsha, they can go and sell these metalten, they can get up there and swear and testify? Amalei said, you're confusing two things. Here we're talking about intelligence, and here we're talking about qualifications to be able to be an eight. The reason why the putas, he might be a brilliant child, and he knows exactly how to handle and to go and go buy bread instead of for $4 a pound, he can get it cheaper for $3.99 a pound. He can really handle, he's great, but he's not bar mitzvah yet. To say eidus, you have to be an ish, which means you have to be at least the age of 13 plus. Okay, Omer Meir, but what about a child that instead of selling is given matana? If a child gives away a piece of real estate, it says good. Omer Meir, I don't understand you. It should be it's upside down.
Right.
When he's actually receiving money, you're saying that he's not clever enough to go and sell. Why? Dilma Moizel Umazbin, that maybe he's going to go and sell it El Chipo, and then he's going to sell. That's why he said, no good. Koshkin Maton, he's not even getting a penny. So you should certainly say his Maton is worthless. Omalesi Tomu Litamach Litach. Zovin Shovi Chamsha Beshita. Hochanam Dizvini Zvini. Are you telling me that everything depends on how clever and how smart he is? And that's why you're saying, Zuzi, if he got Zuzi, it's not good enough because maybe he's Moifel Mazbin. It's Kolchke Matana. So you're saying the only deciding factor should be his maturity, his level of financial acumen, and all the rest. So you're telling me if he sold a property which was worth 5 and he sold it for 6, ooh, he did very well. Hachanam Dizvini Zini, you're going to go and tell me that his Machira is a good Machira, even though he is not a Yoidea Betiv Masa Umatan. You know why the Rabbanan said that you don't allow him to go and sell until he's 18 or 19, or 18 and 20, I should say, unless he's Yodea Betim Masumatan, because Titanuka Mekar Vedati Gabizuzi. When a child is still young and he smells money, he's never had money before, and he has a taiva for the money. Oh, the Amris Vini Vini, if you're going to go and tell me that the rage already at the age of 13, 14, 15, that this child can go and sell, Zimne Makarkishle Zuzi Ozul Mazun the Kula Nexedabur. They're going to be Makarkishle Zuzi. They're going to take a bell and they're going to go and
jingle the coins.
Jingle the coins in his ear and say, hey, you got money. The money's right here. We're ready. Let's do a deal. Smells good, those coins. And then he's going to immediately sell all the chasm of the war. That's legabe the case of Mechira, of Matana. Who gives away a Matana? Even a child that may not be that bright. You don't give away a Matana for goodish, like we said about that he freed all the Avodim. That's a shtusi etzerta. What benefit does he get? He loved the Havli, Hanomine. If it wasn't for the fact that he already received some sort of major favor from the other party, people don't normally just give out presents for free, gratis. It must mean that he already received some sort of. Rishbam says matona gedoyla, matona rabba. Rishbam adds that word. Where's that word? Where's the Rishbam? He loved isli hano gedoyli. See Rishbam, 8 lines from the top. If it wasn't that he had a psak hano gedoyli, he wouldn't give him a piece of real estate. I mean, just the fact that he went and gave him candy and shul, that wouldn't be the reason to go and give him matona like that. If he gave up some major matona, and therefore omrabanan to have matanosi matona, the Chum said, you know what? Let us say that his presents are good presents. To le'evdu lehum milis, that people should in fact be goymel chesed with yisoyimim, with youngsters, and do lots of favors for them, give them regular meals, invite them into their homes, etc., etc. Gesundheit. And then when he gives a matana, then that matana will be a valid matana after all. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.